Yeah, hey, this is Nikki, Gypsy Clipper. And it's Sunday, May 13th. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, today's Mother's Day and my sister's 50th birthday. And I lost them both, actually, on the same day. Well, I don't know. I guess my sister disowned me a long time ago. I did talk to her a couple years ago, and yeah, she's still pretty disappointed with me, so yeah, it is what it is, I guess. But I just read a book, and I posted it on Instagram a few times as I read it. It's an audiobook, and downloaded it from Audible, and it's, oh my gosh, it's so good. It's called Land Whale. It's Jess Baker is the author. And she's a body positive blogger. And I'm not really even sure that's, you know, her total identity. But I can't remember how I found her. I found her years ago. I think 5 years ago, I guess. And but it wasn't through Instagram or anything like that. I don't even know how I found her. It was just one of those things, and I have followed her for years. Her and Fat Girl Flo, both of them have such an insight on being fat and on the internet, and because people are mean. I mean, and it isn't even that that's anything new. I mean, you know, on the CB radio, you know, when I was driving a truck, people. The anonymity of people, you know, allows you to open up to other people, or it allows you to just be an asshole. And Jess Baker really has, and she's not alone. I mean, there's if you listen to NPR, I believe it was Lindy West. Yeah, she had on This American Life. Ira Glass did an interview with Lindy West, and she. Too. She had an actual encounter with a stalker, you know, an online troll, and how she dealt with it, and it was very impressive. And Jess Baker, she was raised Mormon, and apparently she has, I guess she has four other siblings, and her mom and her dad, struggled with his weight, I mean, forever, and with self-image, and, you know, and apparently was pretty hard dad, and I didn't have to deal with any of that. I mean, but my earliest memories from school, I remember 1973. I was the first, you know, really mean, you know, fat thing that somebody said to me, and it was I guess that was my first day in new school, when I moved from North Carolina to Massachusetts, and high school, grade school, high school, middle school. We didn't have middle school, but grade school and high school were tough. You know, I had a southern accent, and I was chubby, so you know, it definitely made you stand out. And you know, and I've been standing out all my life. And it's funny because I think that's probably what I have the most in common with Jess Baker is, you know, fat and outspoken. You know, I mean, it makes you tough. I mean, it makes you really tough. And you can't not be outspoken. It's crazy. apparently, and you can't not be fat. I just struggled with it my whole life. And one of the best ways to stay thin was thinner was post naked pictures of yourself on the internet. Because, you know, you definitely, my eating, it was, you know, one of the ways that I stayed, you know, with my weight under control. And it's not, I'm not crazy fat, but I've accepted, you know, it's really funny because I think that's what I got out of the book. I mean, this is somebody, these both people, Carissa, and I can't remember, Einkorn, I'm just doing such a disservice to both of them. Jess Baker, because she's put her name out there from the start. And Carissa, I just don't know her last name well, because I just know her as Fat Girl Flo. And they both are just such advocates for body positivity and not dieting. And I see on Instagram all the time. I mean, the van lifers and RVers and stuff that, you know, post these images with bikinis and this kind of stuff. And you know, and I know body image is just so difficult. And one of the things that Jess Baker's book was really impressive, because it gave insight to her dad. I mean, this is a man that struggled his entire life with weight, and in front of his children and his wife, and they were Mormons, so, you know, they were required to put up with, you know, his anger and his attitude, and it's just you look at it and you think. There by the grace of God go I. And I didn't have, I, my mom struggled with it. I have such a funny memory. I was thinking of my grandma, because my mom's mom was horribly judgmental. Oh, and my mom's dad was the same way. And they had five beautiful daughters. And beauty is difficult, you know, I mean, and I think that's probably where I got my earliest insights on why I just don't give a shit. And because my mom was super sensitive, I mean, absolutely super sensitive, and I watched it just tear her up, and I was the same way, and I learned so much from my mom. You know, my mom and I fought like cats and dogs, and I look at it now, and I see, you know, why it was, and she's not with me anymore. But I do remember that I had an opportunity to tell both my mom and my dad how grateful I was for, you know, what a good job that they did. I mean, and I had my own stepkids, you know, and I remember some of the first run-ins that I had with my stepdaughter, and I made a point of letting my parents know, you know, that how grateful I was, you know, that they kept, you know, being good parents. And it wasn't even that I thought they were good parents. I thought my parents were shitty parents, but everybody thinks their parents are shitty parents, I think. And, well, everybody that I know. And, but I was, the book, narrows down, you know, insights into yourself. And I guess I had an interview today, or a conversation today with, I was on Lulu Island. And, it's really impressive. The insight that people have into themselves, and I always respect that. Because I don't have it. I mean I do have it, but I don't classify it. I mean I know who I am. I accept who I am. And Jess Baker has tattoos on her knees, and I, you know, that's how I found her. I think it was like when I got my first tattoos, and I Googled tattoos or some shit like that. And she has numerous tattoos, but the ones that I know are on her knees. And as a big girl such as myself, and we have big knees. Well, actually it's thighs, and in her thighs, on each thigh, one thigh says my life, and on the other thigh it says my rules. And I think it's where she's got them, and just her, she wears short skirts, and she's been just so anti-Mormon, you know, for apparently a very long time. And so that's always spoke to me, because for me, I'm rolling over in bed trying to get comfortable, but it's tough to get comfortable when you have a little tiny dog that is stuck to your back. I can't move without her. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What do you got? What's up? And so I'm trying to get my covers lying around, because she's a thief. She's like a little cover thief. But it's so funny. I put the stuff up here, you know, because I remember my ex-husband, and I remember laying in bed, you know, because we didn't sleep together a lot, you know, because we were driving a truck, and you know, the only time we actually got to sleep together was when you were waiting, or, you know, he'd stop a lot of times, and, you know, like, in first thing in the morning, he'd come back to bed, you know, when the sun was coming up, and, you know, just go to sleep. But I always talk a lot, and I don't know if you notice this. I know this comes to a complete surprise to most of you. But I would do this. I would sit there and just talk, and I remember he said bed was for sleeping. So I laid here, you know, with all these thoughts going through my head. Well, now Anchor makes you guys, the poor saps that have to listen to me when I can't sleep, and all the ideas that go through my head, and I try to put them into some kind of coherent, you know, thoughts, but it's obviously not possible. I got 10 listens yesterday on 2 minutes for the podcast, and it gives me such hope. And Anchor people, whatever, because and then when I read things like Jess Baker and Fat Girl Flo, Carissa, it gives me such hope, you know, for people that don't have to go through such horrible, you know, debilitating, you know, lives, because they are so affected by, oh, my mom, oh, my God, that's what I was talking about. Oh, my mom had cerebral palsy, and so she sounded drunk even when she wasn't drunk, because my mom wasn't an alcoholic all my life. I remember going to Tupperware parties. I remember, you know, going to dog shows. I remember horses. I mean, my mom, when she did start drinking, you know, heavily, regularly, and she would sometimes lose her shit, you know, hard to imagine, and cry and be so upset, and it was, I was a social kid, you know, and I remember having a birthday party. I remember a birthday party one time, and I remember one of my friends, and I can't even remember who it was, because, I mean, obviously it wasn't that good a friend, pulled me aside or said something and asked if my mom was drunk, you know, and my mom heard it, and she sounded drunk even when she wasn't drunk, I just think about the pain that she had to deal with, you know, as from a little girl, you know, to, you know, all of her life, you know, and not being able to share it, because she never would open up. I mean, she comes from, you know, oh my gosh, I mean, it was a totally different generation, you know, my mom and dad, and before them, you know, I mean, you just, you know, dealt with, you know, your demons, you know, the best way you could, and it killed my mom, you know, I mean, it totally killed my mom, and it came close to killing me. That's the thing that I come away with, is that was my weight issues have been such a huge part of my life, and meth is just such an amazing diet, you know. So that's how so many people get caught up in these things, you know, is their body image and society and all this stuff. And I consider myself just so lucky, you know, that I'm 51 and I've you know, gotten to this place, and I'm you know, in good, I'm mentally, you know, fine. I mean, I totally am. I mean, I was a wreck. You know, I mean, absolute wreck. You know, alcohol, drugs. You know, stupid behavior. I mean, I did it all, and I survived. And I look at all these people that are significantly younger. I think Jess Baker is 31, and I think the thing that gets me is these people that find out insights about themselves and at such an early age. And I think that, you know, it doesn't make their life any easier. I mean, life is tough, but it's you know, it makes it so they don't, you know, have to suffer. Like my mom, 63 years old. I mean her self-pity and, you know, internal demons killed her, you know, and I don't want to go out that way, and I'm not gonna go out that way. That's why I'm here. That's why I get on Anchor in the middle of the night and make you guys listen to the shit in my head. But I gotta tell you, you guys are lucky people, you know, and I consider myself so lucky to have found you. And you guys have a great day, and I probably will be back. It's going to be one of those in-and-out days, because I'm going to listen to that book again, and it's excellent. You know, like I said, anyone out there that has some issues, that it's just such a good book. I recommend it wholeheartedly to anyone, and I recommend the audio version, because it's her reading her words, and you can hear that so many times she's on the edge of tears, and she just pushes through, and it's exactly how I feel, and it's my life, my rules. But have a great day. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper, and I'm just going through my email. It is still Sunday, Mother's Day, May 13th. Yeah, you know, I didn't even tell you what the temperature was, but it's beautiful. It's 67 degrees. And, you know, living in a bus is just awesome. It's probably not awesome for everybody for the same reason. But maybe it's just my life is awesome. I don't know. I live in a bus, and I lay here, and I'm still sleeping on the floor, and it's so stupid. This is so dumb. I am laying on the floor with my two dogs, and that's why I still lay on the floor, actually. Calvin's getting old, and I don't think he could get on a bed, and I think that makes me sad, and I know Megan doesn't know how to jump, and I'm happy with that, because I know as soon as she does know how to jump, I'm in trouble, because, you know, she knows what's on the table, you know, she knows where the food comes from, and, but what's so cool is when I lay here, like this right now, it's 4:46 in the morning, and I'm watching the sun come up, and I hate mornings. I absolutely hate mornings. I hate this time of the morning. It's when you know you should still be sleeping. It comes from driving a truck. I mean, I'm trying to embrace this time of the day, and I don't do it worth a shit. I know I need to just get up and make some coffee and watch the sunrise, but you know what? I don't wanna. I've seen enough sunrises. I like the sunset, actually. I like the sunrise. I like it all. I just don't like getting up in the morning. Yeah, I don't. That's the deal. I just don't like. I'll just lay here in bed for a while. I didn't get that option, you know, in my life. I haven't had that option at all. I mean, in the morning, you know, I had to get up and do stuff, you know, and, oh, my ex-husband, constantly, oh, my God, we got so much stuff done, and where I am right now is a testament of that, because I can see, you know, what we did over the last 20, 30, I can see what I've done over the last 34 years, around me, you know, and it makes me tired. It makes me understand why I don't want to get out of bed in the morning. And I got to tell you, that's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to have insight in your past and kind of, you know, accept it. But that's it. But good morning. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And, oh my God, I have so much shit that I haven't done. And I'm doing that right now. And it's beautiful today. I feel so bad bitching about the weather all winter, and because it's just awesome right now. Sun is directly overhead. You would think it would be getting hot in the bus, but it's not. The breeze is going right straight through. It's so nice. But today is do dishes and tend to my fermented things. I have let my kefir cheese back up, so I am doing something with that today. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to salt it and make hard cheese and see how that does. I have a tofu press. I actually have two tofu presses. One was bought to press tofu, and the other one was bought to press cheese. And for anyone that has bought a cheese press, they are really expensive. But a tofu press, for some reason, is not that expensive. So I'm going to let you know how it works out. But that I have, oh my gosh, I have a pile of cheese. I have a pile of kefir that is going to be cheese. And I made two batches of grape wine. And I am going to make a batch of hard cider. I've got a gallon and a half of kombucha that needs to be turned into something. Well, it needs to be bottled up. I'm going for the fizzy kombucha, actually, so that's what I'm going to do. And then I have to mix up mix up 2 gallons of milk to feed my kefir for the next couple of days, because it's just eating me out of house and home, which is, it gives you something in return, so it's a fine relationship, and it's still so much better than milking goats, you know. I use 1/2 non-fat dry milk and 1/2 regular whole milk, and that way I stretch it, and that way my cheese is a little lower fat. And my quantity is a little less, but I do end up with really good cheese. So that's always cool. And I have some grains that I've been fermenting all week. And they have developed into something that it smells like beer. But it's not. I mean, it's I don't know what it is. But I'm going to make, I don't know what I'm going to make with it. I figured I'd give you a little heads up, give you an update of the things that are rotting in my bus. And actually, they're not rotting. They smell quite good. Oh, and the update on my apple cider vinegar is ready to bottle. So I'm going to do that. I am going to bottle that up. And then I'm going to add some more peels and whatever else goes with that. And I'm going to make hard cider. Yeah, and I did clean the bus this morning, so I've had a good day, and this is happy Sunday. It's beautiful, and enjoy it. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper, and it is almost 6 p.m. on Sunday, and I got a bunch of projects. Bad. I never get anything finished. It's the craziest thing. I start out, you know, with a list of things that I want to get done, and none of them get done. I mean, I guess it's just kind of how it works. I guess it's just kind of a constant, a work in progress. There you go. That's the story of my life. I wouldn't know, you know, on that, my ex-husband used to, you know, make a list of shit he wanted to get done, and we'd get it done, come hell or high water. There'd be times that we were out till 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't matter. He was getting it done. And I rebel against that, I guess. And
I have a lot of ongoing projects, I think, and they, I feel like they're what I do. You know, I look at my bus, and it's kind of a work in progress. I look at me, it's a work in progress. I look at my life, it's a work in progress. I kind of think that's okay. Well, I obviously think it's okay. Today was beautiful. I made meatballs, actually, using textured vegetable protein, which is soy crumbles, and ricotta cheese that I made, and Parmesan cheese that I made, and fermented beans that I made, and I guess that was it. Maybe flax. Yeah, I put some flax in there, kind of holding them together. And fennel seed, garlic powder, onion powder, oregano, and I threw them in my handy-dandy, what's that thing called? Oh, yeah, bread maker. And I baked them. I made little meatballs is what I made, these little ricotta meatballs. And I made them. And then in my pressure cooker, I made sauce with tomatoes and, mushrooms. Tomatoes, mushrooms, a couple other things. And I can listen to it just chugging away in my pressure cooker outside, inside. And I'm sitting outside enjoying an amazing afternoon. If you notice, the birds are a little quiet. And that seems to be the deal. They must sing like crazy birds to attract mates. Well, there they are. That sound right there, that's a cardinal, which I never knew. So I'm sitting out here enjoying the peace and quiet. Chris is on the way home. She asked if I wanted a bag of ice. Well, of course I do. I'm spoiled now. I could have gone forever without ice. Now I crave ice. I was like, yeah, I'd like a bag of ice. Thank you very much. And we have one of those ice machines. It's like a big giant box that you put quarters in. And it's comes in on a trailer. It's I don't know what it is, but then you put quarters in it and bags of ice come out, or coolers full of ice come out, and water comes out. It's interesting. The water that comes out tastes like shit, and the ice that comes out is convenient as all get out. But you know what? It doesn't last very long. It's like loose. I mean, it's not like it's $2 a bag, and it's like a 16-pound bag. But for $1.99, you get a 15-pound bag at our local Casey's, and that 15-pound bag is like denser ice. I don't know what the deal is. Apparently I'm just not that interested. But I don't know that much about ice. But it doesn't last very long. So I have just about finished my ice. I made a new batch of wine. I am getting quite good at this, by the way. I made a new batch of hard cider. I packaged up all of my ferments into larger jars. And I made sweet potato wine. Sweet potato wine. And I'll let you know how it worked out. It's warm enough that my fermented stuff gets to going really fast. It's going the same day that I make it. So, needless to say, I'll have wine in, I don't know, 4 days. But it's obviously, I wouldn't win any contests, but, yeah, it does the job. And it's a skill I'm perfecting, along with many others. But I got these little black bugs, and they're so annoying. So, to combat these little black bugs, I have made up a bug repellent, and it's okay. I mean, it's lavender, eucalyptus, and lavender, eucalyptus, and lemongrass. I think it needs peppermint to actually make it a little bit more effective, or maybe just gnats don't seem to care. I'm drawing bugs. There you go. That's exactly what's happening. But I have to tell, of my million listeners out there, if any one of you are struggling with self-image and body hatred and trying to figure out where it stems from and how to deal with it, I have to tell you that book from Jess Baker, Land Whale, is absolutely phenomenal. And I don't know how skinny people think, but it speaks to me. It's so funny. I am going to be 52, I guess, this year. And she's 32. And it just is so amazing to have come to terms with the same exact issues that I have fought my entire life over. And the fact that she figured it out 20 years quicker than I did. And I mean, I figured it out a long time ago. But I wish I'd written a book. Well, it wouldn't matter. I mean, I talked to you guys. I suppose that ought to be the same as writing a book. But, Chris is going to be home pretty quick. And I just got bit by my first mosquito. Goddamn bastards. So I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to listen to another chapter of Land Whale. And I'm going to wrap... I think I already said that. You guys have a great night. Enjoy it. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. And Chris got home. It's 6:30 on Sunday evening. Mike, our douchebag neighbor, is out and about on the... I think they call it a Ranger. It's like a little utility vehicle. They head down to the local bar. Well, I say local. It's about 8 miles away. They ride those little utility vehicles there, and I don't know what they do. I don't care, actually. But I was really thinking about that book. And, you know, I try to be politically correct. I try not to say nasty things. And, you know, and I thought, but why? This is my show, my life, my rules. And that's exactly the deal. Because I look at Jess Baker, and she is talking about every fucked up thing that every fat girl has had to deal with our entire lives. And she has added baggage because she was raised Mormon. I didn't have that, thank God. My parents were not devout religious people by any stretch. So I didn't have that kind of baggage, but every other thing that I had, she's talking about. And it's crazy, because this is why I'm a misogynist. This is why I hate women. I mean, and it isn't all women, but it's a large majority of women. I think we have done such a disservice to ourselves. There are so many things that should have been said that were never said. And there's so many people that needlessly suffered because women didn't talk about the shit that they dealt with. And those of us that dealt with it thought we were fucking freaks. And it bugs the shit out of me. I think about, you know, thank God I had the internet when I did, because there were things that were so on my mind, and I felt like such a freak. I felt like I was a hobbit, you know, or a bridge-dwelling troll. That was what I had felt like. And I knew I wasn't. I mean, and it was so funny, because In the early days of the internet, you know, and everybody would say, oh, you know, we'd like to see it, send us a picture or whatever. And I thought, fuck you. I mean, I'm not, you know, you're not judging cattle. I'm not, you know, if you don't want to talk to me, I mean, you know, if you care about what I look like, then I don't want to talk to you. And I think about the women now, and I think about the struggles you guys have to deal with. And I think most of them are because women are assholes. I mean, women have kept so many fucked up secrets from each other, and for some fucked up reason, and I don't even know why. I mean, that's the thing that gets me. And even in this book, Jess Baker, she Landwell, it's called, she's had these revelations, and she went to her family, and she said, oh, why is this? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we, or, you know, she'd say, oh, I have this problem, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, we all have it. You know, it's like, yeah, we just kind of do. And I thought, that is so typical of people, and women. And, I mean, I don't know anything about men. I mean, I know, you know, working with them, but I don't know the internal workings. But I do know the internal workings of myself. And I do know that there were so, oh my God, I remember being, you know, I mentioned earlier about first day in school. I locked myself in the bathroom. Not on purpose. It was, you know, a portable classroom. And door locked, and I couldn't get out. And I remember they ended up having to call like the fire department or something to get me out. And that was my first day of school. So from then on, I stuck out, and I couldn't just blend in. And I remember, you know, joining up with a group of friends, And I remember saying something to piss off some girl, you know, one of the more popular girls. I remember saying, fatty, fatty, 2x4, couldn't fit through the bathroom door. And I will never forget that. That was in 1973. And I think about the hateful things people say to each other, and it just makes me sad, you know. And I think, you know, we're hard enough on ourselves, you know. And then having total strangers judge us is just... it's brutal. I mean, it's absolutely brutal. And I have to tell you guys, keep your shitty baggage to yourself. That's my message, you know? I mean, and women out there, stop being assholes. Stop being cunts. And I will repeat it. I don't think I've met a single woman that isn't a cunt. You know, I mean, I love Chris to death, but you know what? She's a cunt. I mean, and the problem is it's just how we are. And I think, you know, this being Mother's Day, I see these women on Instagram, and I'm like, eh, you're just continuing being a cunt, and your kids are going to be cunts. I mean, you're Jim Jeffries. You know, I mean, it's a perfect word. I mean, it describes Americans. It describes, you know, this fucked up, you know, we're not good people, you know, and I'm not even drinking. I mean, this is just me saying, you know what, she's absolutely right. I'm not fucking shutting my mouth. You guys don't like it? Don't listen. You guys have a great day. Bye.